And I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Madison, Jackson, and DeKalb counties are under a winter storm warning starting at noon tomorrow. We'll have the complete forecast after this news. A company financially backed by the retirement systems of Alabama is on the hook for a nearly all of a $14 million lawsuit. Five Indian guest workers have been awarded the money for damages by a federal grand jury. The workers were defrauded and exploited in a labor trafficking scheme by a Gulf Coast Marine Services company, an immigration lawyer, and an Indian labor recruiter. The company Signal International, which RSA has an almost $200 million investment in, is responsible for $12.2 million of the settlement. According to a news release, Signal used the U.S. government's H-2B guest worker program to import nearly 500 men from India to work to repair damaged oil rigs and related facilities in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. And Lockheed Martin is expected to add more than 200 jobs at their near facility in Troy. APR's Alex Aubuchon has the details.
Governor Robert Bentley announced earlier today that Lockheed Martin will be expanding their operations in Pike County near Troy. Bentley says the facility is expected to add around 240 new jobs in the next 5 years. Alabama will be investing $2.5 million for infrastructure upgrades at Lockheed Martin's facility. In return, the defense contractor is expected to invest around $55 million in the Pike County facility in the next 5 years. Lockheed Martin's Pike County facility manufactures high-tech missile systems, including joint air-to-surface standoff missiles and terminal high-altitude area defense missiles. I'm Alex Aubuchon, APR News.
The University of Alabama is looking at what its own future might look like. The College of Communication and Information Sciences is hosting a series of speakers to help set a course to better serve its student body. The first of those is Speaker Jerry Mikulski. He's a technological futurist who has advised companies like Best Buy and tech startups like Twine and Evernote. Mikulski spoke at the university last week.
It turns out that we imported the Prussian military education system from Bismarck into the U.S., and we wiped out a whole bunch of very highly productive one-room schoolhouses that were all over the country educating pretty good citizens, and then we industrialized the whole thing.
Mikulski argues that this industrialization of the school systems bleed into higher education as well. Clear skies across Alabama this evening with lows from the mid to upper teens in the Tennessee Valley and the low 30s in Mobile and the Gulf Shores area. I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News.